Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 188 of the Ant King Frequency. How are you going there, Larry?
I'm pretty good. I'm getting sick and tired of certain things. I know we're jumping to the gun instead of the little pleasantries. That Paul McCartney, that boom, 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 that song, I wanted to throw the radio out. I wanted to rip it out of my car because I have a CD player, a six-disc CD changer in my car. I need to put some new burn CDs in there because I've just played the same ones over and over, and I just want to switch it up a bit. And this is station 89.9. It's a station I can rarely get because the transmitter is just not that powerful, apparently. And they usually play music from the 50s all the way up to the 80s. So it's like this very eclectic, like my kind of thing. You'll listen to some, Buddy Holly, and then you'll get Rod Stewart, or you'll get the Beatles. You'll get all over the place. It's like tons of, you get some disco, all that. But they went into auto mode where they just start playing the Christmas music, like a lot of stations around here. Like they're taking the rest of the year off.
Yeah.
And that, dun, 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 I wanted to just punch.
It's
like
the scariest Batman thing in the world.
It's like, I really think it's that right there. When people think like demonic music, they think of like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, hate metal.
Like the hate metal, or that, like that kind of thing. No, it's Paul McCartney doing that song. I will not try to imitate it anymore because I'm afraid a gateway to hell open up on my floor. Little demons will spill out and consume my flesh.
It's positively evil. I'm actually I'm participating in Whamageddon. Have you heard about that?
No. What is that?
Whamageddon is apparently anyone who wants to play is playing, and the minute you hear Last Christmas by Wham / George Michael, you're out. You've lost the game.
Oof. I thankfully have not heard that, so even if I was playing, I'd be good. But
it only started 1st of December. So far, I'm 3 days in, and I'm a survivor of Whamageddon. But I don't fancy my chances.
Rising up, back on the you get the Eye Man, you get the Eye of the Tiger, or the Eye of Rudolph. But
anyway, yeah, if you see a tweet from me, listeners, that says, I lost, I'm out of the game, # Whamageddon, you know what's happened. You know, I've fallen.
I mean, 3 days in, I mean, it's anybody's
game, but anyone who works in a customer-facing role, you're prime potter.
I can't escape Christmas. I forgot to bring them with me last time. My MP3 player, my little earbuds. So when I was grocery shopping, because even at the grocery stores, they have the Christmas music playing.
Yep.
So it's like it just makes me like climbing the walls. Like, what? I want to see my finger. It'd be like that the well scene from Silence of the Lambs. You see like broken fingernails, bloody claw marks. Me trying to get out of there.
You pounced upon it rather quickly, but anyone who follows me on Twitter would have seen this weekend past. That I submitted myself to the fresh hell of a shopping center or a mall, as you call them, in pre-Christmas orgies. It was just an absolute nightmare. I've never been more uncomfortable in my skin. I know why people kill people. And it's because of the feelings and sentiments that rise in those places. And you know what doesn't help, Larry?
What?
The freaking soundtrack of Hate and Hell. There's only so many times you can hear Jingle Bell Rock or Bing Crosby's White Christmas or any of the other versions, like the Paul McCartney Christmas Time. The same dreck year after year.
I will admit, for some reason, I don't hate this one. I don't want to listen to it, but I don't hate it. Feliz Navidad.
Who are you?
I don't hate it. I don't want to listen to it. It's like, it's like somebody makes you a handmade gift and they give it to you. And it's
you're just pleasing our listeners south of the border, aren't you?
Hey, I got to get my Mexican Coke somehow. No, but no, it's like, I don't hate it, but I don't want it. It's like, I don't want this. But I don't say that aloud normally.
And buenos dias to listeners of the King Frequency south of the border.
Or in the Philippines, or in Spain, or in Central America, other parts of Central America.
True, or so, most of the world. Spanish is a very popular, very saturated language.
Yes, Latin-based, everything. A lot of good food, except I don't eat the corn husk stuff. No, thank you. The tamales or whatever it's called. It's like, oh, that's great, it's corn husk. No, thank you. But yes, we are cleansing the palate. So this is scorched earth. This is dropping napalm.
Yeah.
You know, drop an ordinance on my paws.
In previous years, at this time, we've released something we like to call the Ant King Frequency Retail Therapy Mix. And it's been received very well. So we thought, look, have we blown our Christmas wad? Have we tapped that well? And Larry and I reached down into our pants. We dug down deep and found some last minute nuggets of joy to share with you.
I thought you were going to say spunk. I'm like, no Christmas spunk. No, thank you. I, Larry King, do not. I disavow this message.
We don't use the word spunk. We use chutzpah for our fellow Hanukkah celebrators out there.
Well, I will say this. I'm calling it now. I may have to eat my words, but this is the last Andy Retail Therapy Mix, because it took everything I had to find stuff that wasn't like, oh, a remix of Christmas and Hollis or something. Like, no, like that's not going to cut.
And I reread through emails and you said the same thing last year. So we'll see. We'll see where you sit. You might find rich seam of Christmas gold next time.
Getting too close. You're getting too close to certain words.
You're just fixated on certain things. So without further ado.
You're the one that sent me, we want to do an ALF mix. I'm like, what do you mean by this?
It's like, autocorrect. My mix translated AKF Christmas mix to ALF Christmas mix, which, mind you, would have been very good.
I would never. I wouldn't even know where to start.
I'm sure it exists. I'm sure in the peak of ALF mania, there was a Christmas album.
I would not even bother
looking. That bears looking into.
Oh, dear sweet Jesus,
no. Christmas album. Let's have a look at what the internet.
Zero results. Come on, zero results.
There's a Christmas special, and apparently it's the root of all holiday depression.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, well, we'll have to check that out. I still shiver a little bit whenever I see Elf's nose there, Larry. Anyway, fix your autocorrect on your phones. This isn't the Elf Christmas special. This is the AKF Christmas special, aka the Ant King Frequency Retail Therapy Christmas Mix. Take it away.
The Ant King of Frequency.
Oh, Christmas again. I gotta get out of here. All this good cheer is driving me nuts.
I was feeling pretty good for la 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 la, taking my time on the la 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 la, snow falling down in the la 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 la, everybody singing like la 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 la, decking all the halls with the la 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 la, making my way to the la 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 la. Day. I'm gonna walk in the town, was feeling pretty good for la 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 la. Taking my time on the la 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 la. Snow falling down in the la 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 la. Everybody singing like la 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 la. Decking all the halls with the la 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 la. Making my way to the la 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 la. Sit out on the pier and look across the bay. I don't think about a thing. I feel a million miles away. Like I'm floating from the sky. Like a storm of falling snow. Then I'm spinning through the trees. Then I'm shining in the road. All the people in the light. And all the children in the light.
Blue at Christmas without you. Oh, if you feel so blue, you're just thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree. We won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when those blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start calling. You'll be doing right with your Christmas up right. But I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. Oh, baby, I'll miss you.
Christmas.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, Santa, I've been waiting on you.
That's funny, kid, because I've been coming for you.
Over, kid, because I got a bullet in my gun.
A bullet in your what?
Getting around this. Life is hard. But look at me. I turned out all right.
Hey, Santa, why don't we talk about it? Work it out.
Believe me, this ain't what I wanted. I love all you kids. You know that. Hell, I remember when you were just 10 years old playing out there in the desert just waiting for a sip of that sweet Mojave rain.
In the sweet Mojave rain, the boy was on his own.
Don't shoot me, Santa Claus, I've been a clean living boy, I promise you. Did every little thing you asked me to. And I can't believe the things I'm going through.
Mamacita, ¿dónde está Santa Claus? Lavato with a bone in his, he's coming down the street with no shoes on his feet, and he's going to... No, that ain't it. Mamacita, donde está Santa Claus? The guy with the hair on his jaws, he... Hey, man, come over here, man. I need some help, man.
Yeah, man, I can dig that. Like, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to write a song about Santa Claus, man, but it's not coming
about
out.
About who, man?
About Santa Claus, man. You know Santa Claus,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, man. I played with those dudes, man.
What?
Yeah, last year at the Fillmore, man. Me and
you
the bass player sat in, man.
Oh, hey, session, man, you think man. Santa Claus is a groove, huh? No, it's not a groove, man.
Would they break up, man?
Oh, no, man, it's one guy, man. You know, he had a red suit on, man, with black patent leather shoes. You know the guy. Hey, man.
Oh, yeah. He's with Motown, ain't he?
No, man.
Yeah, I played with that dude, too. Man.
No,
yeah, he's
man.
A good singer, man.
No, hold on, man. He's not with Motown, man.
Well, then he's with Buddha, man.
No. Oh, man, you don't know who Santa Claus is, man.
Yeah, well, I'm not from here, man. Like, I'm from Pittsburgh, man. I don't know too many local dudes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, man, sit back and relax, and I'll tell you the story about Santa Claus, man. Listen. Once upon a time, about 5 years ago, there was this groovy dude, and his name was Santa Claus, you know? And he used to live over in the projects with his old lady. And they had a pretty good thing together because his old lady was really fine, and she could cook and all that stuff like that, you know? Like, she made the best brownies in town, man. Oh, I could remember them now, man. I could eat one of them, man. Wow,
did you know these people, man?
Oh, yeah, man. They used to live next door to me, you know, until they got kicked out, man.
What, they got kicked out of the projects, man?
Yeah, you know what happened, man? They used to live with all these midgets, you know? And the midgets used to make a lot of noise, you know, like pounding and hammering and pounding all night, man.
Typical freaks.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, man, they were really freaks, man. As a matter of fact, they all moved up north together, you know?
Or they have to go get their head together, man.
Yeah, get their head together, man. And they started a commune, you know? It was called the Santa Claus and His Old Lady Commune. It was a real famous one up there, man. And they used to sit around and groove all the time, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Really good time, man.
Yeah, that sounds heavy.
Yeah, eat the brownies, man. They drink the tea, man. And what they did most of the time, though, was make a lot of goodies, you know? And they had everything they needed. They only needed to come into town maybe once a year or something like that.
Pick up the welfare check and the food stamp.
Yeah. No, what they did, man, is once a year, when they made all the goodies, you know, they used to put them in a big chopping bag, and then they used to take the chopping bag and deliver them to all the boys and girls all the way around the world,
hey,
man.
Well, that's it, man. Yeah, that sounds real nice.
Oh, yeah, they were really nice people, man. And so much class, man. They had so much class, you know. Like even take the way they used to deliver the toys, you know. It's like Santa Claus used to have this really sharp short, man, you know. It was lowered to the ground at twice pipes, candy apple red, and button tuck. Ooh, clean.
Man, that sounds like a hip snowmobile, man.
No, it wasn't a snowmobile. It was a sled, you know. One of those big sleds, you know. And he used to have it pulled by some reindeers, you know, like reindeers.
Some what, man?
Some reindeers, you know. He used to hook them onto the sled, and then he used to stand up inside the sled and hold onto the reins, and then call out their names, like, on Donner, on Blissen, on Chewy, on Tavo, come on, Beto. And then the reindeers used to take off into the sky and fly across the sky, man.
Man, that's far out, man.
Yeah, and then when they fly across the sky, they used to come down to places like, oh, Chicago, L.A., Nueva York, and Pacoima, and all those places, you know, and then land on top of people's roofs, and then old Santa Claus would make himself real small, you know, like a real small guy, and he'd come down the chimney, and then he would give you all the stuff that he made, man, and dig this, man, he did it all in one night, man.
Hey, just a minute, man. Now, how'd he do that, man?
Oh, well, man, he took the freeway. How else, man?
No, man. How did he do all that other stuff, man? Like, how'd he make himself small, man? And how'd he get the reindeer off the ground, man?
Oh, well, man, he had some magic dust, man.
Some magic dust?
Yeah, magic dust. You know, he used to give a little bit to the reindeer, a little bit to Santa Claus, a little bit more for Santa Claus, a little bit more.
And this would get the reindeer off, man?
Oh, got him off, man. Are you kidding, man? They flew all the way around the world, man.
Hey, that's far out, man. Hey, how come I've never met this dude, man?
Oh, man, he doesn't do that bit anymore, man. It got too dangerous, man.
Yeah, I can dig that, man, because that's a dangerous bit, man.
Yeah, let me tell you, it sure was, man. Like, just 2 years ago, man, he got stopped at the border, you know, and they took him into another room and took off his clothes, man, and searched him and searched his bag of goodies, man. And then when he was leaving, man, he was flying through the air, somebody took a shot at his reindeer, you know?
Oh, that's a drag,
yeah,
man.
It really was, man. And then, man, he went down south, man, and they tried to cut off his hair and his beard, man. And all the time he was getting stopped and pulled over and asked for his ID, man. Just everywhere he went, he ran into too much recession, man.
No, man, you mean he ran into too much repression, man.
Repression, recession, man. It's all the same thing, man.
Yeah, man. It's a drag, man, because we could sure use a dude like that right now.
Yeah. Oh, well, he still comes around, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but he comes in disguises now.
Oh, he went underground.
Yeah, underground, man.
Yeah, I can dig it.
Yeah, but you want to see his disguise, man. Nobody would ever know it was him, man.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's got a job in front of the department store, ringing this bell and playing this tambourine next to this black pot, you know?
Oh, I seen the dude.
Yeah, man. You know who I'm talking about,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. I played with that cat last year, man.
What?
Yeah, we played in front of a store, man. We made a lot of bread.
Oh, hey,
man.
Wait a minute, man. Santa Claus is not a musician, man.
I'm hip, man. That cat didn't know any tunes, man.
Oh, hey, wait a minute, man. No, he's not into that at all, man.
No, I played with this dude.
Are you sure, man?
I'm positive.
We sat shopping malls, no candy canes, no Santa Claus. For as the day of rest draws near, it's just the two of us this year. No silver bells or mistletoe. We'll kiss and watch our TV show.
Alone, and in the house we see. Shit, okay, it should be four. Sorry, back it up. All right.
Sweetly. The Uncanny Frequency. Copyright 2018 by White Tiger Graphics.